Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Today, we'll choose an EV for a viewer looking to replace a Honda Pilot. A European viewer who needs an all-wheel drive EV with 3 ISOFIX latches, and a viewer hoping to upgrade to an electric pickup. Welcome to Battery Bargains, a weekly series from the Batteries Included podcast. This is episode number 32. I'm Dominic Ioni, and I'm joined today by Martin Lee from the EV News Daily podcast. So if you're looking for your own battery bargain, send us a one-minute video or a short email with a couple of paragraphs describing your use case and budget, and we'll see about featuring your case on an upcoming episode. All right, so let's kick this thing off with our first case for today. And to be transparent, we've paraphrased these emails a bit for length and clarity. You ready to go car shopping, Martin?
I'm always ready to go car shopping.
All right. Before we do that, I wanted to share that we have we've been working on putting some merchandise together, like some T-shirt designs. And so the first ones are back from just got our first samples in. So hopefully we'll
have a look. That's the thing.
Share a link.
A little more. There we go. Look at that. Because people have been asking us for a while now, can they buy a T-shirt or something? They want to support the podcast, but they want to, you know, we could do a Patreon or something. And people have said, well, I'm not sure I want to pay monthly, but I want to be able to support the show. So we took this, which is that, and put it on some T-shirts. So you reckon we'll get one more done and give people a choice or put both on the store or something? What do you think?
Yeah, we'll have a few items. I think we want to do maybe a travel mug too or something.
Yes.
Yeah, and we'll have a link for the store in the description. Maybe not this week, but hopefully next week we'll get there.
That'd be good. Greg says, right. Love the shirt. Oh. Yeah, it looks great, doesn't it? So,
thanks, Greg. It feels like lightweight cotton.
It's like, oh, here we go. Yeah, we're getting into QVC territory now. We're like, hey, let's start selling some merch.
Right.
But I love it. And the people have been asking us for a long time, how can we support the podcast? You know, you guys are going out on your own and doing your own thing with the Friday show and the midweek stuff that you do. And that's, you know, obviously we've got we turned on the super chat thing on YouTube where people can make a donation, which is incredible.
Because people are so nice.
It costs money to do this, and that's it. Pays the bills, so thank you. But yeah, well, I think we'll let everyone know when the t-shirts are ready. I can't wait to get mine.
All right, So our first email today comes to us from Jeff, and he writes, "Hello, all. Looking for advice on upgrading to an electric pickup. The minimalist side of me is looking to downsize my driveway from a 2023 Volkswagen ID.4 and a 2014 Chevrolet Silverado." To a single vehicle, looking to spend around $60,000 on the new vehicle. The question is, go new or used? Think I would prefer the Rivian R1T, but that would have to be used. With the crazy discounts on 2023 extended range Ford F-150 Lightnings, could get a new Lariat for the same price after incentive. But how important is the heat pump coming in the 2024 Lightning? Worth waiting for discounts on 2024s? Or save even more money and get a used Lightning in the $50,000 range. Live in Delaware. Routinely travel 220-mile round trips to my parents in D.C., as well as a few runs annually to see football games out in Columbus, Ohio. I know I should have bought the ID.4 Pro instead of the Pro S, as winter trips to D.C. leave me with a touch of range anxiety. So looking for a 300-plus miles of warm weather range. Enjoy all the content you create, and thanks for the advice, Jeff." All right. So looking to turn his ID.4 and his Silverado into one single electric pickup truck. What have we got? And he's just got a couple of mentions here. I mean, there's not a whole lot out there in the way of electric pickup trucks to choose from at the moment, right? We got the Ford F-150 Lightning, Rivian R1T,
yep.
Tesla Cybertruck,
yep.
And the Chevy Silverado EV. So that's a bit of a limited cast of characters. But
yeah, more coming. But he drives a Silverado at the moment. And right. So that's what told me that I think he probably wants a conventional truck. And actually, it sounds like if you're downsizing, you want a utility belt one size fits all, I would point you to our good friend and colleague Tom Malogny's video from last year when he hit 15,000 miles in his Ford F-150 Lightning. He got his really early, over 2 years now, in his driveway. And it's 35 minutes long. I'm sure if you haven't watched it already, it's on your watch list, because I'm sure you're doing your research on YouTube like the rest of us do when we're buying a new car. And, you know, Tom, in his absence, I can speak for him, adores that F-150 Lightning. He said when he goes to do a job, or you know, his partner goes to jump in a vehicle, he'll more than often, you know, look out, and she's taken the Lightning, and he'll always take the Lightning. And so it does seem to be a vehicle that many people love, so we can highly recommend it. Should you wait for this year's heat pump version, 2024 model year? I think no. I mean, you think, Dom?
I don't think it's going to be that. I mean, how many miles do you think it'll save at the most? 10 miles, maybe?
Now, my geography is bad. I'm thousands of miles away. It's my excuse. How hot or cold is Delaware?
So that's a little north of me. It's south of New York State, but north of North Carolina.
Well, I know where Tallahassee is, and I know where New York City is, so I can...
So it's not too far from New York, really.
All right. So it's not
south of New York.
Well, it's super cold. I mean, maybe at some months of the year it's going to be nippy, but... you know, you're not in Arctic territory. So, yeah, hey, I don't think the heat pump is, it's not a golden kind of bullet thing with electric vehicles that makes them magically do another 50 miles. And I think that if you can get a good deal on a 23 model year, well, we know there's stellar deals on the F-150 Lightning. We know they're reducing some shifts at the Rouge Electric Vehicle Center. We know that they're... prediction a couple of years ago of how many trucks they would sell now was more than they have at the minute. So there's excess production while the market catches up with that. You get some stellar deals. Now, if you can swing either a finance deal or a new deal on a new truck, 2023 model year in your driveway, there's something really special about a new vehicle. And we always buy used vehicles, and they're always new to me, and it's still special. I wouldn't wait for this year's model year. I'd get one of those stellar deals that's out there right now.
Yeah, I don't think the 2024s could push the prices of the used ones down a little bit, but I don't think it's going to be significant. So I was looking at thinking maybe he should lease something as well, right? Because my friend here, the guy who runs Rivian Updates, Isaiah, he just picked up a Rivian R1T on a lease, and he got like a sweet deal. So I got in touch with him yesterday, looking at this, you know, just to see what his deal was. But I guess that's over. And so now it's back to like $587 a month plus $7,500 basically at signing. Ooh. And then there's like $1,000 down payment, you know.
Okay.
It's like not a great lease deal right now, at least.
So in the comments, John says 2% interest financing through Ford. If you look at the interest rate that's out there at the minute, that's actually costing Ford money to give you that deal. Anything that low, is it effectively an incentive? I'm sure lots of people, you know that already, but pointing it out for anyone who doesn't know, you know, Ford are basically subsidizing that deal. They're taking it on the chin. So that is, again, a really good deal. We always buy used vehicles because we don't want to do finance deals. And that's just... So I'm naturally always after a bargain. I'm always after that value, and I don't mind that someone's driven it for a couple of years and taken a hit on it. But in your case, I think that would be really sensible to look at one of the deals they've got on offer right now. I think a Ford F-150 Lightning, as you're trading in an old Silverado. So we should talk about range, shouldn't we, actually, and making
that
sure
that's one of the things, because that was, because he was saying 300 miles of range plus he wants in warm weather. And the Ford F-150 Lightning, here's the new one I brought up. This is like the best deal I could find last night on a long extended range battery, because, you know, when he wants that range. 270 miles, I think, is what Tom got on a 70 mile an hour range test. So not quite 300, really, but... I think it should be, I mean, good for what he does, you know. Plus, it's a Ford, so he can charge on the Tesla supercharger network if he needs to.
That's a really big deal. And so those are very convenient locations.
Right.
Great, you know, the V3s at least you can charge on. And you're going to save some money. You might get this one for 55, for instance, and get a deal on this.
Possibly. So he could go for this, like, brand new, or he could take the Rivian R1T, I found one of those, like, but only used, right, of course, because those are like $90,000-$100,000 trucks. But used, this is like the best, one of the best deals I could find out there last night. So $59,900, like right in his budget, and only 21,000 miles. It's really hard to get like those super low mile ones, like for Rivian R1Ts in this price range. But that's basically what you're looking at. And I don't know, do you know the range of the Rivian offhand?
I don't.
I should know.
I think it's a stunning deal. To get that vehicle for 20,000 miles, barely run in. The Rivian is receiving more regular software updates, I think, than the Ford F-150 Lightning. There are some frustrations that Lightning owners have with their vehicles. They would perhaps prefer a more regular cadence of software updates. They'd like things to come to their truck quicker. Rivian software is really good, and they are not going to be as hamstrung, we don't think, as Ford, in that the F-150 Lightning was very much, this is our first attempt, it's based on the vehicle that you all know and love, and then the next generation of Ford electric vehicles are coming, and that's really exciting, but I suspect there's probably a little bit of preference for putting resources into the new vehicles coming. I don't think they're putting all of the resource that they could, you know, with unlimited money, into improving the F-150s. They are improving the Lightnings that are out there, but I think they're not going to be forgotten, but they do have the new stuff that they need to work on. Now, and also, doesn't all the new stuff at Ford sit on a version of Google something? I might have made that up. need to check. But, you know, the Rivian stuff, is all, it's all their own. And I think that that software in the R1T, R1S, there's going to be a direct lineage that goes into the R2s and R3s. So I think those vehicles will feel, much like owning a Tesla, will feel like you're getting a new car every time when you get in it sometimes.
Right. So I don't know which way I would go, like brand new 4450 Lightning or Rivian R1T, but I guess that's the decision you have to make, you can get them both in your kind of price range. Someone mentioned that the Elaria I brought up was maybe the smaller battery, but I double checked it. At least according to the listing, it's a large battery. So,
That's going to give you. I think EPA. I don't know what EPA is on that.
It's 320, I think.
320. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so,
higher range. Real world, it's more like 270.
So yeah, I think you'll be fine. I'd go Ford F-150 Lightning. Not to say the Rivian isn't stunning.
Yeah, it's nice if you're spending that money to start with a 0 miles vehicle, basically, it's like new and it's all yours.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you really, really like the Rivian, I mean, 20,000 miles isn't like the end of the world, you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. But we should move on.
Okay.
All right. So our next email comes to us from Walteri. Walteri. I don't know. He's from Finland. He says, hello from Finland. Thanks for the great podcast. We currently have a Skoda Enyaq 80 2022 rear-wheel drive model. Let's see. I cut off what I was going to say, but it is too small, right? What do I need from a car? Room for my family. That's 2 adults, 3 kids with ISOFIX child seats, and a large dog. A big boot. Four-wheel drive preferred, ground clearance over 20 centimeters, that's about 8 inches, would also be nice. Driving distance profile, typical 100 kilometers per day, that's 62 miles. Monthly 400 kilometers a day, that's 62 times 4, 240 some miles. And then yearly 1,000 kilometer trip, that's 600 some miles, day trips. So budget. My current car plus 20,000 euros, so the total could be around 55,000 euros, can be used. I've been thinking about the Stellantis vans, Peugeot, Opel, Citroën, Toyota, but they are very power and battery limited with front-wheel drive only. Mercedes EQV could be nice, but only front-wheel drive and even used ones can go over budget. EV9 would be very nice, but it's way too expensive. Tesla Y only has 2 ISOFIX and boot height, not so good for the dog. Maybe the upcoming Peugeot E5008? Or should I just downgrade my EV to something smaller and cheaper and get a diesel which meets our requirements for a family car? Best regards, Walteri. All right. So it's I had a hard time. I spent a long time looking at this, and because I don't know the European vehicles like you know them.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not familiar with car seats. So this is like a whole learning experience for me last night. looking for, there are not really any vehicles that like match this thing. All-wheel drive and 3 ISOFIX latches, car seat latches across the second row, and also like a boot space for a large dog. So I don't know, what'd you come up with?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. It's the 3 ISOFIX points, isn't it? I went through a load of stuff thinking, well, the ID Buzz is van-like. Does that have... No, it's got the ISOFIX in the front and then the 2 in the back in the rear most outward seats. And mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's got 3 ISOFIXes, but so does your Skoda Enyaq, right? So your Skoda Enyaq has the ISOFIX in the front and the 2. Mm-hmm. So it's got 3. I'm guessing you want 2 adults in the front and 3 kiddos in the back from your email. And so I looked at, like, I thought, what's the Tesla Model X 6-seat configuration, sort of 2020 or 2021 and before, because we don't get those. Well, he's left-hand drive, isn't he? He's in Europe. So, and you get a good deal on that. What's the 6-seat configuration of the X? Did those two in the rear have the ISOFIX? No, it didn't. And so it's really hard to find. So, look, I think you could go with the Stellantis vans. And I think that from what I've, you know, the reviews I've watched and things like that, I've never driven them. They look pretty good to me. I'll bring something up on screen with those. And so, yeah, everyone's got a kind of a different version of these, but you could indeed go for something like that, as you say, like the Peugeot e-Traveler. Let me get that up on screen right now, just so people know what we're talking about. Something like that, which is going to give you loads of space. And it sounds like you want the space. So I would consider something like that. But it's also a really good shout on the E5008, because that is coming very soon. So you've already spotted this vehicle's on the way. And there you go. There's a picture of it. That comes in a hybrid, a soft hybrid, a plug-in hybrid, and a full electric 7-seat SUV. Of course, you can take out, I would think, the 2 seats at the back. I mean, you mm-hmm. count nearly every 3-row vehicle, and that's going to give you room for doggo. But does it have the 3 ISOFIX points in the back? I just can't find out, like, because it the vehicle's coming.
I believe it does. The second row of the 5008. Yes, it's just that it's front wheel drive. It's not all wheel drive, but. I mean, it's like hard to find like all something with all the elements, you know?
Yeah. And so there will be an all-wheel drive version of the Buzz, the ID Buzz. It's the GTX right. version. Mm-hmm. Probably going to be too pricey for you. And long wheelbase version is coming later this year as well. So is it worth waiting? We finally get the long wheelbase version that the US finally gets for the first time. Is it worth waiting? Long wheelbase version, ID Buzz? Maybe, but then our GTX probably puts it out of your price range. So all I would say is someone with 2 Rugrats, minor, you know, 2 and 6, in that until, I don't know how, just check the email here. He doesn't say the ages, does he?
No, I don't know if like the triplet infants or if the different ages yeah. or like, you know, so or what's going
I
on.
I would say around now, 5 or 6, my oldest has now moved into, because he's so, you know, so tall, he's moved into a seat where, because, you know, it's partly due to our road regulations, our laws here as well. It lifts him up in the seat a little bit. It's still a car seat. It's got a back. It's got a
booster, we call that, I think.
Yeah, so it's got a seat and also a back as well. And it mm-hmm. slightly comes around his head in terms of a collision. But it's also got a little loop where you just put the 3-point seat belt in. And then it does sort of fall on his shoulder. So it gets him up and it's then safe. So all I would say is, is the 3, and if you've got triplets and you've got 3 babies, ignore me. But is the 3 ISOFIX an absolute deal breaker on it? Because at some point, your oldest may soon move into one of those seats, and they are smaller. And so, kiddos, babies, they want to go in the ISOFIX, but could you possibly have one of those seats that we've now moved him into, which is still, it's a boost. It's still got some protection, but right. that would then open up anything, because you only need the 2 ISOFIX in the back.
So in your vehicles, do you actually use like ISOFIX latches, or do you put the what do you call, seatbelt through it somehow.
So until recently,
there's different ways, right?
Yeah. So until recently, both seats were ISOFIX.
Okay.
And that's really convenient because you can kind of take them out. Maybe if you're going on a journey and when, you know, I'm not going to have the kids in, or I go, if I'm doing some work or something like that, I don't want the two seats rattling around in the back. They do squeak and rattle and stuff. And so I'll often just both clip them out. And our 2 year old is, the seat is huge. It's really heavy. And I'll pop him in the garage and I'll take him out if I'm going to be out on my own or doing some business and stuff. And so we've always had ISOFIX until now, but he's just at six, he's moved into one that uses the 3-point harness. EV9, great suggestion, but very expensive.
Yeah.
Mercedes EQB, also a 3-row vehicle.
Awesome.
Again, it would have loads of room, but 2 ISOFIX in the back.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like every vehicle, Audi e-tron as well, but the same situation, like you have the 2 on the outside of the second row and then you have 1 on the front seat. So somebody's going to sit, one of the adults has to sit in the middle of the second row to make that work. But it does have all-wheel drive at least.
I don't know if you've shown it on the screen. Dave asked, does the Model X5 seat have ISOFIX? Only on the 2 outer rear seats,
yeah,
in the Model
only X. On the 2 outer, yeah.
Every spec of the X that I've seen.
Mm-hmm. So this is what...
mattress in the back. Look, I think the Stellantis vans, kind of old technology now, but would do really well. For you, like the Citroën, the Peugeot, these are really good.
But how is this Citroën? Are you familiar with the Citroën E Space Tourer? Or is this
same vehicle?
Vehicle as what you showed earlier, basically.
Yeah, they're not the high. And there's a Toyota ProAce version.
Yes,
I think.
ProAce. Uh-huh.
It's not the latest, greatest charging technology, 2-wheel right. drive, like you say, but it's good. And it sounds like you need the space. I would look at this. We've looked at these, and we haven't got a dog. We've only got the 2 kiddos, but we live by the beach, and we're always piling sandy stuff in. And something that's more of a utility vehicle is on our shopping list.
Oh, here we go. Benjamin Barr says, just get the Diano car seats, which I don't know what those are, but okay. I'm all for it because, man, finding 3 ISOFIX, whatever, you know.
Did you come up with anything?
Sorry?
Did you come up with anything?
Just that Space Tourer, you know.
And
one of the other things he said about those vehicles, true, is they almost all have like 50 kilowatt hour batteries, so not great range, right? So that last one I showed had a 75 kilowatt hour option at least. But here we go. Save now $169.99. Save on our best-selling car speak. Yeah, this is a brand, I guess.
I guess it is, but that's what he was talking about, I guess.
Right. So, yeah.
Urban says what about the vehicle, the ID Buzz long version. Yeah, but it might be that we get that later this year, Q3, I think.
Yeah, and also over budget. 55,000 euros is the budget, yeah.
Yeah, the new Buzz really expensive. Used Buzzes, they've been hit by depreciation. They didn't for a while. I was looking at the used Buzzes in the first year that they were out, and they were holding their value because they're pretty rare, actually.
Right.
But there's now loads on Auto Trader here in the UK, and their right-hand drive versions have really been hit by depreciation. Again, 2-wheel drive, if it's not the GTX version. And actually... the short wheelbase version, although it is a van, the ID Buzz, it is, if this makes any sense, like a big car. And of course it is, because it's on the MEB platform. And but it isn't that spacious, actually. You want the long wheelbase version. I think if you're going to get a Buzz and you want utility, I would get the long wheelbase version.
Yeah. In the US, you have no choice. You, that's what you get.
That's all you get.
when it actually gets here, eventually. We're waiting. Come on, Volkswagen.
So, yeah, EV9 too expensive. It is a tough one. Look at the van. I would go 2-wheel drive, look at the vans. Or wait for the Peugeot. The E5008 is it looks like it to be a big vehicle.
Right. I mean, I was looking at the what they have on the website. He had sent a little website, a link to a URL to a Finnish Netti Auto.
Yeah.
Netti Auto. And there was a lot of Audi e-trons on that, actually, was for decent prices. And so I would kind of lean that way, you know, and just, I guess, take one of those car seats. It's a lot cheaper to replace a car seat than to find the perfect car. So I would just get a car seat that doesn't use the ISOFIX latch for one of those, one of the kids. If the one that you like, the ugliest one, basically.
About 340 miles WLTP range on those E5008s. And so you're going to have loads of range on that as well. Looking forward to that vehicle.
Okay. All right. So let's move on. I had this little short one in here last night. This little short. So we have two more emails, but this one's like really quick. So it comes to us from Joe. He says, "Hello, love the show, longtime listener. Trying to get my son into an EV for his first car. Looking at a 2020 Bolt. It's a GM buyback for the battery recall issue, and the dealer is telling me that because it's a buyback, it does not qualify. I think they are wrong. Do you all have any experience with this or know anyone who can help? We live in Connecticut, and my son checks all the boxes for other qualifications. Thanks, Joe." Well, this is interesting. I don't know if you had a chance to look at this earlier, but I did a little searching, and I saw somebody on Reddit said the same thing. Like some salesperson somewhere had told them that, you know, because it was a buyback, it wasn't eligible. But then that person then called back a little bit later and was told that that first salesperson was wrong.
Really?
Yeah. So yeah, there should be no problem. They're all eligible for the tax credit. It's something about to do with the first transfer. There's the first transfer rule. It's for purposes of the proposed first transfer rule, the proposed regulations would ignore a transfer to or between dealers. So that was kind of the part that was hanging people up because it had been transferred already. So they were thinking it wasn't eligible, but it actually is because that first transfer is ignored, basically.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if someone tells you that they can't give you a this $4,000 used EV credit on a car because it's a recall or issue or something, that's not actually true. They can give you the thing. I would just find a different dealer or you know, talk some sense into the one that you're dealing with. I don't know.
I think there are some. Isn't there a different rule for? We don't have it over here, but you have a thing called Lemon Law and buyback cars that are just classified as, okay, we'll do a buyback now because there's so much wrong with the vehicle. I believe that changes the status of a vehicle, though. So double check on that. I'm not in the US, I don't know, but I believe if a car just had the battery recall done on the Bolt, but I think if both with the Bolt, the EUV, and the Aptera, or the Volt, rather, as you call it, I think if there was a buyback on that because of other reasons, and therefore it qualified as a Lemon Law vehicle, then it doesn't. So please check that. Mm. I might be wrong.
Mm. Yeah, I don't. I usually when I'm doing my searches on CarGurus or Cars.com, I tick the box that says there hasn't been any accidents, and then a clean title and all that kind of stuff, just to avoid problem vehicles.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So let's move on to our last email. It comes to us from Scott, and he says, "Hi, everyone. I currently drive a 2004 Honda Pilot with 270,000 miles. I have a day one reservation for a Rivian R2, but I'm looking for something until that comes out. The Rivians are my dream vehicle, but they are currently out of my price range unless I could get a R1S or R1T for under $48,000 to $50,000. Ideally, I want an SUV or something similar to my Pilot size-wise, and I do not want a Tesla at all. I have about a 40-mile round-trip commute and no workplace charging. I do a good bit of camping and small road trips throughout the year, with the farthest being about 250 miles with mostly superchargers and some slightly out-of-the-way CCS chargers. Ideally, my budget would be $25,000 so that I could get the used EV tax credit, so offset the depreciation when I sell it to buy the R2. I've done a bit of research, and I see some Ford Mach-E premium long ranges for about $26,000-$27,000, Hyundai Ioniq 5 SEs for about $27,000-ish, and some VW ID4 Pro Ss for around $18,000-$25,000. So I was wondering what your thoughts were on this, and if you have anything I haven't thought of. Also, as a side question, when the R2 comes out, would you get a used R1S/R1T or the R2, since they'll probably not that far apart by then price wise. Sorry, I'm tripping over this. Thank you. Keep up the good work, and I hope you all have a great day, Scott. Well, I hope you all have a good day too, Scott. So waiting for his R2, Rivian R2, which is awesome. So in the meantime, something to get him by in the meantime, because 270,000 miles on the Honda Pilot, you know, it could make it to 3, but I'd say it's time to replace that. Honda Pilot's like an interesting vehicle, you know, it's got like a lot of room inside. It's kind of hard. I don't know if we really have anything in the electric world that quite, you know, captures the, like the volume for space in that thing. But he did mention some of the vehicles that we're kind of used to, like crossovers that we're used to. So they might not have quite the cargo capacity of his Pilot, but I believe that's he realizes that's kind of what's out there. I don't know. Do you have any thoughts about what he's looking for?
I was taken by when he said, I do quite a bit of camping. Mm. And as someone who camps occasionally, but a lot less now we have children, you know, to have the equivalent of, you know, pro power on board, as Ford would call it, or vehicle to load, which the Hyundais and Kias have, I think that that's really valuable. Now, you might want to go into the wilderness and rub sticks together, my friend, and, you know, go off-grid, and that might be your idea of a good time. I like the camping fridge, personally. I like to, you know, the little induction hob. I like to boil the water on that rather than the gas stove and things like that. So
air mattresses.
You know what I mean? Like the air pumps, whether you've got a tent, that some of those tents are air-filled, aren't they? And yeah. So I did lean towards, in your case, the Ioniq 5, SE trim, get the used vehicle tax credit. It's stellar deal. And you mentioned size. Yeah, but it's got an exactly 3-meter wheelbase on that. Yes. It's really big. Hasn't got the biggest boot, actually, which you think it might do. But there's loads of room inside that vehicle. And the Ioniq 5, I think, gets overlooked a little bit. But at that price, get the used vehicle tax credit. Get one that's got vehicle to load. Now, not all have. Some might have vehicle to load enabled, but, you know, the adapter, the dongle has gone missing. You're buying one on the used market, hasn't got it with it. Maybe it wasn't spec'd when it was new. I think over here, I know the launch vehicles had vehicle to load. Some of the lower specs didn't. You had to option it. So do check. It might. Don't presume it's going to be in, you know, you're going to open up the boot and find the little adapter, the dongle to do that. But I completely lent into the Ioniq 5. You can get one with vehicle to load. Just because of that camping phrase that you put in your email, I thought this is going to make your life very, very convenient. And so if you can get one with the tax credit, then I think that's the way to go.
Yeah, I think if he's looking at vehicles here that is just above 25,000, I think just like go 25 or below and take advantage of the $4,000 tax credit. That's like a lot of money that you're saving there. And that'll be important when it comes to depreciation. You know, when you go to sell it, it can only depreciate so much if it's already taken like the massive brunt of that hit already. So I would look at, yeah, definitely 25,000 or below. Looking around the Ford Mach-E, there's not really a whole lot out there for 25,000. It would have like pretty high miles on it. So I would bring down your, not bring it down, I would just look at the other two vehicles that you mentioned, the Hyundai Ioniq 5 SE. I did find one for $24,999. With only 12,000 miles on it.
It's really good. And you know, that is going to be a 2-year-old vehicle?
Yes, 22. Yeah, it has to be 22. It has to be 2 years old in order to take advantage of the used EV credit.
The battery, have a look at the Edmunds website because they've added the battery score with Recurrent. You can check out recurrentauto.com. Sponsor of mine, full disclosure.
Oh, is it?
You get your battery report so you can check the battery health of used vehicles. Hey, they should sponsor this show, I've just realized.
Yeah, they should.
And so you can check your battery reports at recurrentauto.com. And that is going to be a way to give you peace of mind to say, hey, look, the battery's in good condition. The vehicle's in good condition. Compared to what that price was when it was new, that is really. And you say, I don't want a Tesla at all, so we're not going to go down that route. Yeah. But also, look, the vehicle to load stuff, if you can get one with that,
That's a great show.
Oh, it's just so good. And again, obviously, there are vehicles like the F-150 Lightning that also has it in spades. Right.
But you know, for $25,000.
Not for 25 grand. You know, and that's on a work site. You've got loads of tools, and you just need one outlet that's going to give you, what is it on the US vehicles? 2 kilowatts?
3.3, I believe.
Oh, is it?
I think it's 3.3.
Yeah, so that's going to give you everything you need.
That's right? What is it there? 6.6, right?
No.
Basically double?
No, because we're 240 volts. So I think it's like two 2-something kilowatts.
It was less than four. Then it's only like 1.5.
Yeah, the equivalent of it would be like 4-something. Yeah, but it's like 2. Anyway, you know, that is the same with the F-150, which we didn't bring up in the first email. Yeah, you can do the full home power suite, but if you don't really get as Tom's done, but if you don't get power cuts and you just want to plug your fridge freezer, if you do get a power cut once in a blue moon and you don't want to lose all your freezer stuff after 12 hours, just use the vehicle to load feature. So, but especially camping, that's this phrase I saw in your email that I thought, you know what, I think this would make those Korean vehicles would get you, would make your life easy.
In the comments, Ten Lon Gnomes asks, Ioniq 5 have roof rails for added space for gear?
Not by default, but...
I just Googled Ioniq 5 roof rails real quick, and I do see all kinds of, you know, with roof racks on them somehow. So they don't have like rails. a big, high raised ones. I'm not really sure how that kind of works yet.
Okay.
I need to get roof racks for my Tesla Model 3, actually, and just explore that world because I'm kind of unfamiliar with it.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm not, and like my car doesn't, I can't really see readily how roof racks would attach there either, but yeah.
Okay.
I've had people threaten to send me some, but.
By the look of it, you can on a UK website here. This looks like it fits the Ioniq 5 2021. You can. By the look of it, there are anchor points for roof bars, and then you can get your roof box on top, and then you're off to the races.
Yeah. Dave DeBroy says, Dave DeBroy, sorry, I'm just masquering your name here, having fun. 1.5 kilowatts.
It sounds French, and you're from Canada, so come on.
Yeah, I was trying to put a French twist on it. I've never seen quite that formulation before, but okay. Yeah, 1.5 kilowatts at 120 volts. That's what we get here in the US as far as like V2L on the Hyundai 5 and also the Hyundai 6 and the Kia EV6 and all the EGMP stuff.
If I were you, I would look for one that comes with a tow bar. A lot of dealers take them off, don't they? I don't know why dealers take.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. And they don't have them on their forecourts, their lots with the tow. Maybe I'd look for one with that because. The one on our Polestar is with the retractable one. It folds in. But rather than a roof box, I would get a back box. So find an Ioniq 5 with a tow bar. And you see a lot of them in the Nordic countries as well, because a lot of EVs in places like Norway, the roof box is going to hit your range. Mm-hmm. It's much better to get one of the back boxes that go on your tow bar. And some of them are really big as well, and aero-wise, you're not taking the hit and the penalty on the aero. So, do that. But, man, I want to go camping now in an Ioniq 5.
Right? Dave says, you got it on one attempt, Dom DeBroy, right. Okay, that makes sense. I can see that when you say that. Okay. But, so what did we decide what he wants? Oh, I also wanted to shout out to the 2021 Volkswagen ID.4 Pro S with 34,000 miles on it, also $25,000. So I was looking at the used car prices, and there was a lot more Volkswagen ID.4s that you could find with various mileages, whatever, under $25,000 to get that deal on. So, yeah, I would shop through those and see what tickles your fancy as far as features and then how many miles is on it. Just remember, it has to be 2 years old to take advantage of that tax credit, that $4,000 off, which is, man, that's such a great deal. All right. I think that brings us to the end of our show.
I think we're there. Another good one.
Well, that was too short. I kind of want to hang out with you all day, really, Martin. I've got nothing better to do.
We're like, let's do half an hour on air, and we're like 40 minutes already. So,
yeah.
But this is fun. Thank you, everyone, for watching live. And if you're watching it on the replay, you can always join in. You can email us batterybargains@batteriesincludedpodcast.com. You can just use the general email address if you want to, but I think this flags it in a certain way in Dom's inbox, and it just goes straight into the pile. We are trying to pick some newer ones as well, so if you sent us one maybe a few months ago, maybe forward it on, resend it, update the email, because we don't want to, we were kind of doing it in order to begin with, get so many emails. We're picking more recent ones because the market's changing really quickly. So if you want yours featured and you have sent an email, we haven't done it. It's not personal. Just send it on again or maybe update it. We'd love to see your current situation. And if anybody gets their question answered, then please do let us know what you decided on in the end, if we were on the money or not.
Yeah, that's what we'd like to see some actually cars that people bought, you know.
Send us
but hopefully not listening to us. Going out and finding them. Yeah, finding out those deals. All right. So if you have any questions or comments, please leave them below or get in touch with us on the social media platform of your choice. Don't forget, if you like the show, please give us a thumbs up. Don't forget, if you didn't like the show, please give us a thumbs up. Click subscribe, tap that bell icon for notifications. Thank you all again for joining us, and we'll see you again very soon. Ciao.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.